You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, well, for some of you, the sky is falling. But for others of you, the sperm are falling. Apparently, they researchers think that we're not making enough sperm. Or the quality of the sperm isn't all there. Apparently, they looked at Frenchmen. I mean, if you're going to, you know, do any study on man, you know, that has to do with sexual physique, I guess you take Frenchmen. You know, I think that's the only nationality I never dated. I don't think I ever dated a Frenchman. Huh. Imagine how much different my life would have been if I would have dated a Frenchman. I don't know. Well, you know, life is, I mean, it's not over yet. The problem is I'm married right now. It's really not on my bucket list. Dating someone French. But, I mean, I did see a couple episodes of Sex and the City, you know, like when she went to Paris. I don't think French guys are any better looking. I tell you who I'm more into, Italians. I think Italians or Latinos, I think are pretty sexy. And of course, you know, you meet an Israeli, you can never go back. I mean, you know, Israeli men are very sexy also. I've just never dated French. It just never happened. I don't know. Don, did you ever date a French woman? Don's checking his book right now. No French woman. Why is it? Where's all the French? Anyway, well, I guess they're all crying because of the sperm study. I guess when it comes to sperm counts, they say when they looked between 1989 and 2005, the number of sperm in 1 milliliter of, I guess, semen, an average 35-year-old, fell from 74 million to about 50 million. That was a 32% decrease. I don't know which lucky schmo was the one that got to sit there and count. I'm not too sure who had to count Frenchmen's semen. But, I mean, you know, the French, we always aspire to the French, don't we? You know, they seem to do pretty well health-wise, right? They drink wine. They have phenomenal food. Paris is one of the most romantic places on earth, from what I understand, but my husband never took me. Well, and he wants romance. Take me to Paris. He'll get some romance. So, you know, we aspire to the French. And now, unfortunately, the news is, you know, making the French look, unfortunately, virile in this one study. But they think it's not just Frenchmen. They think it's going to be all of us. Okay. I don't know if there's anything specifically going on in France that could be hurting the sperm. But they say even though 1 millimeter having 50 million sperm is still in the normal range, why does there continue to be a decrease? This is Grace Santola, president of the Society of Male Reproduction and Urology in Birmingham, Alabama. Why can't I be president of a Society of Male Reproduction and Urology? You know what? I don't know if I'd want to be president, but I would want to be in charge of decor. Let me be in charge of decor and the cake. I'll design the cake. They say the French are not the only ones who should be concerned. According to Reuters, a decline in male reproduction endpoints have been suspected for several decades. So that's all we are, sperm or endpoints. Any of you who are male, well, actually, sperm carries an XY, so I guess it insults all of us. We're endpoints. We're the result of endpoints. You guys get that? A decline in male reproduction endpoints have been suspected for several decades, and it is debated all around the world. Geographical differences have been observed between countries and between areas inside countries. This is from Joël Lemoyle from the Institut de Vie Sanitaire. I can't pronounce that in France. Okay, this is in the Journal of Human Reproduction. For those of you that are stumbling over each other trying to find the literature, Lemoyle's team said global analysis have found decrease in sperm counts and did studies in Israel, India, New Zealand, and Tunisia. Now, Santola wasn't involved with the new research, probably because she doesn't have any sperm. But she told Reuters she also found similar results in a group of young sperm donors from Boston. Oh, no, we're losing our sperm here in the United States. Oh, no. Maybe it's a government. government plot. I mean, honestly, it all goes back to Obamacare, doesn't it? I could probably take any study and relate this to Obamacare. You know, less children, less healthcare costs. Maybe it's a government plot to make us lose our sperm. All right. No, you guys want to hear more about this? I'm giving you more. For the new study, Le Moelle's team used a database of France's 126 fertility clinics that recorded men's semen samples from 89 through 2005. I was in high school in 89. Then they narrowed their study to 26,000 samples provided by men whose female partners were later found to be infertile. That, they say, minimizes the risk the men had a fertility problem. Over the 16 years, sperm has decreased 2%. Is that the same rate as our GDP decreasing? Sperm has decreased 2%. I bet that's going to be the next study. The next study is sperm and the economy. World Health Organization defines anything over 15 million per millimeter of semen as normal. Did you guys know that? World Health Organization has ratings on your semen. If you have anything over 15 million per millimeter sperm, you got some normal sperm. So my suggestion is all of you go home and count. All right. The study's author suggests that it may take longer for men with counts in the lower range of normal to conceive. Of course, the more sperm, the more chance you get of impregnating the female or fertilizing the egg. That makes sense. They also say it's going to take longer for men to count their sperm. The research has also found that there's an increase in the number of abnormally shaped sperm. So what's going on? Is it our laptops? Is it our underwear? Why is our sperm irregular, abnormal? Personally, I think, you know, when in doubt, just listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sure I'll get those sperm to stand up nice and tall. Okay, so if I feel like it, maybe we'll talk about more sperm. There was a study we talked about yesterday, not in this particular hour, on how gum disease is related to infertility. So for those of you who don't brush your teeth, you may be causing yourself impotence. And if you want to help your wee-wee, brush your teeth. So let's talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,705.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,747.46, $873.73 for a half ounce, or $436.87 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,747.46, $873.73, and $436.87.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this story was kind of thrust upon us yesterday. It's where men who don't seem to brush their teeth regularly, you like that, huh? Men that don't seem to brush their teeth regularly may have erectile dysfunction. Now, what this is this whole triangle or triad of issues. I'd like to probably call it a triangle, like a Bermuda Triangle type of thing. Where, remember how we discussed men with sexual dysfunction or erectile dysfunction could possibly have heart disease? Because if they have issues with their blood flow and their arteries and veins, etc., cardiovascular-wise, maybe they'll have an issue with erections. Made sense, right? Well, there's also an issue and a link between gum disease and heart disease. People with bad gums, inflammation, right? Bad periodontal disease could have issues with their heart. So why not connect gums and erection? Why not? Well, apparently new research has suggested that those who suffer from inflamed gums are 3 times more likely to have trouble getting aroused. The Turkish scientists who led the study compared 80 men aged 30 to 40 with erectile dysfunction with a control group of 82 men that had no erection problems. My guess is they just said they didn't. I mean, who's going to admit it? Anyway, they showed that 53% of the men with erectile dysfunction had inflamed gums. Not that they were using their gums to help with their erectile dysfunction. Come on, people. Get your head out of the gutter. Okay, so 53% of men with erectile dysfunction also had gum issue, compared with 23% of the control group. Now, they already accounted for BMI and household income and educational level, but they said men with severe periodontal disease were 3.29 times more likely to suffer from erectile problems. Lead author Dr. Faith Aguz of Ainonu University said in Turkey, erectile dysfunction is a major public health problem that affects the quality of life of some 150 million men and their partners. Physical factors cause nearly two-thirds of the cases, even though psychological causes are there too. You know, I mean, my wearing a muumuu, I doubt really helps my husband get into the mood. But, you know, when somebody has erectile dysfunction, your doctor needs to think laterally and see what else could be going on. Is your testosterone low? Are you also having cardiovascular disease? Is this a blood flow problem? Because many men with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, they have difficulty with erections. And they're also now saying, look at their teeth, look at their gums. All right. Now, is it because people who have poor cardiovascular health have poor gums and people with poor cardiovascular health most likely will have erectile dysfunction? Or is there a direct gum and erectile dysfunction link? I know this is fascinating stuff. You only get this here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Nobody else right now is talking about penis and gums at the same time. Yeah, I know. That's just what the show brings to you. Now, the one thing, though, that I think a lot of us are passing on is getting our teeth cleaned. I think the last time I had my teeth cleaned was about 10 months ago. I know I'm supposed to go twice a year. I'm just busy. You know, plus, I mean, it's extra cash you have to spend. I mean, right now it's Christmas holiday spending. I'm probably not going to get my teeth cleaned this next month. I mean, it's something we put off. We may not put off our diabetes as much. We may not put off our erectile dysfunction as much, but we definitely put off our teeth. My suggestion is don't. Okay? And I'm not saying go and clean your teeth just so you don't get erections. But realize it's this whole picture. There's a possible triangle, and maybe tomorrow they'll figure out there's a square or there's a hexagon. But things all seem to be related to medicine. It's not just one thing. And I really commend them for figuring this out. And also, like I said earlier yesterday, you know, I really think Pfizer, you know, who makes Viagra and the companies that make Levitra and Cialis, because I think they're responsible for saving thousands of lives each year. If men have erectile dysfunction, they may finally go to the doctor. And most doctors will not, and I would say should not, prescribe you Viagra without checking your heart. And these men are finally getting an EKG or an evaluation of their cholesterol or diabetes, etc., and the doctors are finding that there's a little bit more to their erectile dysfunction. And I really give these companies credit. I know people hate the pharmaceutical companies, but I got to tell you, if it wasn't for Viagra or Cialis, et cetera, I can't tell you how many people's could have already had a heart attack in my practice. But they came in as a new patient saying, look, I'm embarrassed that I need to ask for this. And I go, don't be embarrassed, but, you know, while you're here, let's run some blood work. Let me check your heart. Let's make sure everything's fine so you don't have any issues, you know, in the middle of a sexual encounter. And lo and behold, they have triple vessel heart disease. Pretty scary stuff. So any of you listening, men, okay, you don't have to admit it to the person sitting next to you. You don't even have to admit it to me. If you are having any erectile difficulties, please get yourself checked for heart disease. I beg you, check your heart and also brush your teeth. Okay? For those of you that are dying to get this particular journal, the study was published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's holiday time, Christmas time, one of my favorite times of year. I love this time. Very, very happy time for me. You know, you see Santa, you smile. You see Christmas trees, you smile. Well, apparently there's a teacher in Austin, Texas, who has ruined Christmas. Apparently, she had, I think from what I understand, yelled at her class of five-year-olds that Santa Claus does not exist. Students at Peace Elementary School in Austin started bawling after teacher Mrs. Fuller stunned the class, saying that it was parents who put presents under the tree and not Saint Nick. Apparently, kids were this. They were shocked. Parents were furious, you know, because, you know, when do you have the talk? I always get asked, you know, when should you have the sex talk with kids? When do you have the Santa Claus talk with kids? By the way, sex talk you have with kids once they start asking questions. And, you know, just slowly expand the depth as they get older. But, you know, once a kid starts asking questions, you should, you know, depending on the depth of their question, start answering it then and there. We should revisit that. I told you guys all had to, I've done this on my show before. I taught you all how to talk about the birds and the bees. We need to revisit that, because I don't know if some of you are really equipped, especially if your grandchildren come up to you going, what's the reverse cowgirl, Grandpa? What's that supposed to be? And you're going to be like, you know what? You got to talk to your mother about that one. I can't talk to you about that. But anyway, so Santa, you know, I got a question once. At what age should we tell our kids? Because my 8-year-old still believes in Santa. I still believe in Santa. I'm Jewish, for crying out loud, and I believe in Santa. You want to know why here's an example. I was at the Polar Express, Northern Arizona. Many states have a Polar Express where you take a train ride in the cold. You get to be in your pajamas in the train. They serve you hot chocolate, and you go to the North Pole, basically, on this train ride. And you know, it's a place that's, you know, the North Pole. I know there could be kids in the car. So I believe in Santa. And Santa Claus comes on the train, and he, you know, walks up and down with bells. And he gives you bells, and he talks to the kids. And the elves are passing out cookies and singing holiday songs. It is phenomenal. And every year when I go on this, that Santa is the most authentic-looking Santa. There is nothing fake about him. And I feel like I could tell that man anything. He just is Santa. Now, true, I'm probably the oldest person on the train. You know, my kids started to get older where they're like, oh, come on, Mom. I want to go back to the room and watch TV. It's cold. You know, but, I just think the whole Santa concept is phenomenal. I mean, it can't hurt. You know, it can't hurt. Now, when I was in Arizona, I started to kind of figure out that Santa wasn't real. Not because we celebrated Hanukkah, but we, in Phoenix, Arizona, many of us didn't have fireplaces. Remember, it's Phoenix, Arizona. And so I was a little confused as a kid how Santa could get to all my friends if there's no fireplace. And I asked my mom, and my mom said, well, he probably comes through the front door. And I go, but what if my friends lock the front door? And she just, you know, I just kept asking, and she just couldn't say anything. And she's like, well, just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. But I was confused as a kid, and I also had really trouble figuring out how, at the stroke of 12, he could get to all the houses. So my guess is kids will eventually figure it out. I mean, once they understand, you know, certain laws of science, gravitational laws, understand BMIs, I'm sure these kids will figure it out, and you just, you know, be open about it. And I mean, you know, and even if you don't want to break the news that harshly, you could always say Santa's, you know, just always in our hearts. You know, even as adults, even if we parents help with the presents, Santa's in our hearts. And this way it kind of, you know, doesn't, you know, it lowers the blow. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. and it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, I need to stretch. Oh, you know, I hope you guys do that every now and then. Even if you don't need to stretch, just stretch. I think it really improves circulation. I should, you know what we should do? We should do like an aerobics or pull. You know, I used to teach aerobics. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think Jane Fonda was doing that good a job. And so I was actually teaching students aerobics when I was in high school. I should do that. Ready? And to the left. And to the right. And slide. Yeah, God, I remember we memorized this one Jane Fonda workout because we had to do it every single day in class. Okay, all right, so don't forget to stretch. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't forget, we are going to Alaska next year. Please think about, that'd be a great stocking stuffer. A note saying you signed up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Think about it, guys. I know, stocking stuffers are supposed to be the cheap stuff. No. You can put fancy gifts in stocking stuffers. You can't. I know about stockings. I do stockings in my family, too. So why don't you do that? Put a little note saying you signed up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. That'd be great. We're going to Alaska next summer for a week. Go ahead, check that out on my website at drdahlia.com. Okay, so you're going to see a lot of news, interspersed this week on how doctors are leaving medicine and there's not enough primary care doctors and doctors are freaking out about Obamacare. Let's just quickly, though, feed through this so you all don't seem to panic. Fox News reports that most internists are not planning on staying in primary care. They say less than a quarter. So only 22% of new doctors finishing an internal medicine training program are going to go for primary care rather than go on to be a specialist. But that's only 22%, meaning 78% is saying, to heck with primary care, I'm going to go on and be a specialist. We are seeing less people go into primary care. We've known this. We've been watching this for a while. Researchers at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, analyzed surveys of close to 17,000 young doctors who were in their final year of an internal medicine residency program. Of these residents, just under 22% said they'll stay on as general internal medicine. 64% wanted to go into heart, lung, oncology, other type of specialties. And then the rest were kind of unsure about their future. How could you be unsure if you're in your, if you're in your final year of your internal medicine residency program? Let me just kind of clue you in, guys. You need to figure it out fast because you need to apply for a residency. It's already December, for crying out loud. Really, people? You're undecided? I mean, you can be. You can finish internal medicine, open up your practice, and decide to go back. I think it's a little harder to go, back and do a specialty, but you can. If I were you, while you're already in the midst of all that, you can at least put off your student loans a little while longer and continue. Again, this all comes down to liability and money. Okay? Nobody is protecting the underpaid family doc, pediatrician, internist. Your primary care providers are not protected against lawsuits. Meanwhile, we have Obamacare looming, giving us guidelines. Yesterday, we had talked about how the American College of Physicians has new guidelines on endoscopy. They're saying apparently we do endoscopes too often. Okay? We're doing too many upper endoscopies for people with reflux and heartburn. You don't need to do it. Maybe you can put it off every couple years. Unless a person is not responding to their medication, you could put it off. Now, of course, I dissected that like crazy yesterday because I have a problem with how doctors are getting sued over missing gastric cancer, esophageal cancer, etc. For example, there's a family doc in town that, from what I understand, just got sued a multi-million-dollar case because one of her patients had an upper endoscopy for reflux. From what we understand, it was clear. He goes and sees her for refills on his Nexium, which is a proton pump inhibitor, an antacid, basically. Even though we don't call them antacids, we call them PPIs. And so he goes to see this female family doctor for, I'm not talking about myself. This was somebody in town. And, she writes him a refill for a year of the medication. A lot of people have Merck Medco or Caremark, etc. And they can get their prescriptions for a year at a time cheaper. So she did that. And he had just seen a GI doctor about a year and a half ago and had a scope. Well, he ends up developing, from what I understand, esophageal cancer. I believe he ends up dying. And she gets nailed for a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. Why? Because she didn't resend him back to GI for another checkup. Now, how the hell are we doctors, we primary care doctors, supposed to practice if we're continually getting bombarded with multi-million dollar lawsuits? And I'm going to tell you right now, one multi-million dollar lawsuit can knock you out of practice. Do you think insurance companies want to allow you to be on their list if you have a multi-million dollar lawsuit? No. Now, this is some scary stuff. If they start to decrease the guidelines saying, oh, we order too many endoscopies, what are doctors supposed to do? This woman was sued because the man had a normal endoscopy and she just refilled his medicine for a year. Are you kidding me? And of course, if I was a young doctor going into medicine, I would be looking at this going, oh, really? To hell with that. Not to mention, primary care doctors make the worst money out of all the other doctors. Is it really worth it? You might as well be a specialist, make some decent money, and then only have to know what you're doing. Be good at that one part. You know, when you're a general practitioner or an internist, family doc, pediatrician, you need to know everything from that eyelash to the retina to the uvula to the urethra to the tippity toenail bed of the little pinky toe. And after a while, some doctors are saying, just truck this all. Truck, like you know, flatbed truck. And no wonder. This is ridiculous. So because of this person getting sued in our city, I have medical students all the time rotate with me. I'm telling my students, you don't prescribe the medicine then. Have the GI doctor prescribe the PPIs, because if you're going to get nailed for not sending them back to the GI doctor, then don't write the medicine. Just have the specialist write it. Now, of course, Obamacare is not going to allow that to happen. Obamacare does not want us using specialists because they're more expensive, supposedly. Even though I think specialists get reimbursed very roughly the same, where they get more money or procedures. But, I mean, how do I know? Now, interesting, this new guideline they were talking about with endoscopy is they said if somebody is not responding to their heartburn medications, here's the problem. And when you guys read this, be very, very careful. For those who join us, this is a Dr. Dahlia show. Be very, very careful. Just because your antacid causes less pain and you don't feel pain doesn't mean you aren't having damage from the acid. You guys get that? How many of you have had an ulcer, have been diagnosed with an ulcer, and you never knew you had it because it didn't hurt? Right? Are y'all raising your hands? I can't see. Are you raising your, you better be raising your hands for those of you. Okay, many times when we diagnose a GI bleed, the very first symptom anybody has ever had is a toilet full of blood. They weren't having abdominal pain. They weren't having reflux. So you're telling me that the American College of Physicians telling doctors now, which is going to obviously be passed to Medicare, passed to insurance companies, which means you're not going to be able to get your EGD paid for, is saying you're only allowed to get that scope. One of the criteria is not responding to the medicines. How the heck do you know if you're responding to the medicines or not if you can't get that other scope? This is ridiculous. No wonder doctors want to flee. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And government doesn't care. They would love for doctors to flee. They would love to have a public option where they hire nurse practitioners and PAs because they're less expensive. And they could give them the guidelines. Whereas most doctors would say, oh, to heck with this. Physician assistants and nurse practitioners are phenomenal providers. I have two. I love them to death. But they don't get, you know, the cocky attitude that a lot of us doctors get in medical school. You know, I'm the one that went through medical school, and you're going to tell me what my patient needs and then not protect me when I get sued? To hell with that. Now, an article came out saying 7 things that scare your doctor with Obamacare on the horizon. We'll review those because you need to know what the doctors are thinking. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, for some of you who may be in Las Vegas coming up this weekend, there's going to be a phenomenal fundraiser to benefit Hurricane Sandy relief efforts. It's going to be at the New York Casino. 100% of the proceeds benefit American Red Cross. It's going to be phenomenal. You got Southern Nevada Wine and Spirits sponsoring the alcohol contest. of that. So that's my guess. These guys rock. Yummy food from celebrity chefs and one of my favorite entertainers, Mark Giovi, who from Vegas Underground. And I mean, this guy rocks. I was able to sing with him. In fact, if you guys ever see the YouTube video of me singing very badly a Patsy Cline song, the band that tried to make me sound good was Vegas Underground, and Mark Giovi was there. So please, if you guys are in town, check that out. It's going to be Sunday, December 9th, I believe 11 to 3 a.m. Got to look that up. So please check that out. You can call 1-866-606-7111, 1-866-606-7111. Okay, so, you know, some of you have been asking me about this article that's been surfacing. All right, seven things that are quote-unquote scaring your doctor about Obamacare. I don't scare easily, to be honest. I mean, I'm scared of spiders. I don't like spiders. I don't like scorpions. I don't like snakes. I'm kind of scared of you know, the government's intelligence. I mean, when it comes to handling the recession, we're still in the middle of a recession, and I guess Obama wants to raise taxes. Didn't we learn that in grade school? You never, ever, ever, ever raise taxes when you're in a recession. Ever. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Ever, ever, ever raise taxes in a recession. I mean, this is just common knowledge. And I guess today news broke that Citigroup is going to fire 11,000 people just to be able to have, you know, some extra working room and capital. My guess is with Obamacare coming. I mean, this is some scary stuff. I think we are seeing a little bit of a sputter because it's Christmas time and holiday shopping always seems to help. But I gotta be honest, the shops, I have not had any lines. And usually this time of year, there are lines when we go shopping. Lots of lines. No lines at all. No lines at all everywhere I've gone shopping. And there's, it's not like they're overstaffed. So the recession is still here, and we're always hearing news of companies slashing jobs. And what's government planning on doing? Raising taxes. And for those of you that think, oh, well, just raising taxes on the rich isn't going to hurt anybody, you never raise taxes on anybody during a recession. That is common knowledge. You never, ever do it. Unless the government really wants us to go into a funk. I mean, remember, Obama doesn't have to go reelected, right? He never liked Hillary. They were enemies when they first started campaigning. So I guess Hillary is being set up to run for 2016. So, you know, he doesn't care. And it's just, it's some, you know, to me, that's a little scary. But I guess what, according to this one particular article, and, it was being reported by Fox News that they think doctors are going to be intimidated and unable to sleep at night because of a variety of things. Number one is a new wave of new patients. They said because insurance companies must accept people with pre-existing conditions and dependents under the age of 26, there's going to be a new floodgate bringing more people into the system. No, I'm not afraid of that at all. Not that I want to disagree with Fox News, but remember, the only people having insurance are the ones that are either going to purchase it themselves or the ones who are going to be employed. Most of my unemployed patients have not found jobs. So, no, I am not expecting to see an influx of patients because if people aren't getting rehired or people are losing their job, then they're still not going to have insurance. Not to mention, they say there's going to be a projected shortage of primary care physicians by the year 2020, expected to exceed 90,000 by some estimates. So, you know, people think, okay, well, no, that's a good thing for doctors. They're going to make money. I don't know. I mean, I'm worried about access to Medicaid doctors, to Medicare doctors. Yes, I think that's a huge concern because, again, like I said, many doctors don't want to be in primary care. But I'm not looking at Obamacare as me making money. Even if I did find that I was making more money, I will still join you all in the fight because I think the overall concept is horrible. Number two, they say that the paycheck could start shrinking. Doctors are worried that actually their reimbursements would go down. and that they're going to actually lose money. I don't think doctors, honestly, from who I've talked to, are worried about their own pocketbooks. I don't think they're really worried about money going down or money going up with this. I think lawsuits, lack of autonomy, inability to prescribe and do our job, I think is probably the number one thing that's really bothering us. According to Fox News, they say the wonders of technology is making doctors worried. They say every physician is going to be required to implement an electronic medical record. They say a concern is when you do implement, EMR, many times you have to cancel patients for a few months to accommodate the transition of learning. My problem with the whole EMR is it's going to cost at least $100,000. At least, because the cheapest electronic medical system is about $25,000 a provider, and we have 4 providers in our office. And if we don't have $100,000, ain't happening. And it doesn't make sense to purchase an electronic medical record that doesn't coincide with your neighbors. If you can't communicate with other specialists with your electronic record, what good is it having everything on a computer? So, and until I feel that nobody can hack these electronic medical record systems, no way. There's no way I'm going to put my patient's information into an electronic health record system. Hell to the no. So I'm not losing any sleep on that one. All right? Patients come first. Decrease face time. They say doctors are worried that they're going to have less time to spend with their patients, even less than the average 7 minutes. I'm not losing sleep over that. If a patient needs my time, they're going to have my time. All right. If I think somebody, you know, has 20 questions to ask and I only have time for 3 of them, I'll tell them. I have no problem with that. That's not keeping me awake. Like I said, there's bigger fish to fry. They say doctors are worried about staying connected. According to this Fox report, they say a major part of the new delivery system is accountable care organizations designed to improve coordination between doctors, hospital patients, and caretakers. Doctors are supposed to be reimbursed through a bundled fee for services that are delivered for an individual for all the doctors responsible. It's now going to be critical for doctors who are able to understand what tests and evaluations were done before and after the visit. Okay, so you know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is the insurance company would just pay one amount, and everybody has to divvy up the pieces. That's going to be an absolute disaster. What if the hospital takes most of the money? All right, so what that means is your follow-up care or the medications that you may need with follow-up care, because if doctors aren't going to get paid anymore or pharmacists aren't going to get paid anymore because that one sum, a small lump sum that was given, was already divvied up by, hospital and the ER and the surgeon, your primary care follow-up is going to probably fall by the wayside because nobody's getting paid for that. They're going to just say, okay, if you have pneumonia, here's the money for pneumonia and that's it. Well, what about a follow-up chest x-ray? What if you have a recurrence? What if we find out that you had 2 pneumonias? What if we find out that there's actually a lung mass under that pneumonia? Okay, and we want to investigate more. There's going to be no money for that. So this lump sum idea is stupid. And finally, they say doctors are worried about the doctor-patient relationship. They say as insurance companies try to get more into the market share, many of them are buying up doctors' practices, aligning themselves with hospitals, or maybe a monopoly, etc. The doctor-patient relationship has been failing ever since Obamacare passed. It's not keeping us up all night. It's just proving that the government doesn't know what the heck they're doing. All right, guys. Stay on board. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.